This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
1, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly. On the Tee, Florida.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a brisket?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf. From the PGA and LPGA to the WNCA and LIV.
We're waiting.
And now.
Your Honor.
Let's tee off with two pros and a hack. PGA professionals John Rager and Bill Buttner, and your host Mike Rickard, along with the entertainment squad, a colorful cast of characters.
You want to make $14 the hard way?
Now, everyone back up. Here's Mike Rickard.
Good evening and welcome down the Tee, Florida, two pros and a hack. Today we're live from your Amco Team Series presented by PIF, Florida, as they're calling it, at the Feather Sound Country Club. On the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're also broadcasting live on RadioSt.Pete.com and our Florida Sports Stream channel on this March 7th, 2024. Perfect week for the state of Florida from a golf perspective. We'll talk about the Arnold Palmer Invitational taking place in Orlando. And, of course, in the house with me, in the house, out of the house, actually, is John Rager. He is our cornerstone each and every week, and now you drove across, and of course Bill Buttner sitting across from me as well. Another one of the pros, two pros and a hack, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, our good friends at Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs as well. Welcome to Feather Sound, my man.
That's right. We're coming from the clubhouse, not Ferg's 19th Hole clubhouse, but we're coming from Feather Sound Country Club. What a beautiful place! You know, I was walking in. I saw a crowd of people, and I was looking for Bill Buttner, and there he was. I mean, every time he walks 5 feet, there was somebody there that knew our esteemed former PGA Tour pro and Eckerd College golf coach, now retired, Bill Buttner. But I can tell you that this is a big deal here, and we're going to talk a lot about the Aramco Team Series here. There's five tournaments, three continents, $1 million in prize money. It's a fusion between the LPGA Tour, the Ladies European Tour, and Aramco. And so there's a lot to talk about today, but this is really first class. We're on the eve of the first round, Pro-Am, the last couple days. Last night at Raven James Stadium, they had a team draw. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the broadcast. But, yes, this is a pretty big deal here, and we're really looking forward to the tournament this weekend. And, Bill, what do you think? You know, as you walk around the grounds and you look how they're set up on the eve of the three-round tournament that starts tomorrow, what's your thoughts?
Well, obviously, you could not ask for a better time of year to play golf here. You got low humidity, grass is in perfect shape. You really have a beautiful setting here. Everything's just ready to go. I mean, it's just beautiful.
I think we got the place to ourselves right now, fellas. It almost seems that way. Right behind us, we have the media room, and that's a real international flavor. I think we're the only, domestic. Presence from a media perspective. When I was in that room earlier, you and I talked about that, probably five or six different languages being spoken in there. And then we had that 3 o'clock press conference that you and I got to listen to a portion of. But it's an interesting event, we'll say that.
Well, it is. You know, just give our listeners a little bit background about the event. The Aramco Team Series is presented by the Public Investment Fund, Tampa. And the Aramco Team Series is presented at Feather Sound Country Club, which we just talked about. We're actually in Clearwater, Florida. They call this a Tampa event because, you know, it is an international event and people from all over the world can identify Tampa. It might be because of the stellar play of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rays and the Bolts maybe, or it just might be Tampa Bay is more recognizable than what you would say is Clearwater, Florida. But it's a five-part series, and Florida native Lexi Thompson, who is the world number eight, and Charlie Hall is a two-time major champion, plus Solheim Cup stars, Megan Cann, Carlotta Seganda, they will be playing for $1 million prize fund. And it's a unique thing. It's a team event. So they actually have teams of players. And it's very similar, Bill, I get to feel like a LIV golf tournament, to tell you the truth.
And you went to a LIV golf tournament, and you did as well, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so both of you have seen that environment.
But Bill, we've both been to LIV golf tournaments, but what's your take about this one? It looks very similar.
Well, this is interesting. We heard earlier that the LIV team events are predetermined there, or they go from site to site to site. This event had the draw last night, which included some amateurs. So amateurs will be part of the team that they drew last night. So it's interesting that it's not just my buddies are getting together as a team. It's a draw, and it's a team event. So,
well, I want to thank Ward Clayton, and he kind of identified that for us and broke it down for us. And a former North Carolina Tar Heel, we talked to him last week on the show. We'll talk to him shortly. He's going to try to line up a couple of people. But he talked about that draw at Raymond James. So they're obviously doing everything top dollar, boys, when you have that just across the bay here. And probably a lot of fun last night for them.
Oh, I'm sure they had a lot of fun. No
question. Hey, you know, later on in the broadcast, we're going to have Clemmy Perry. She is the founder of Women of Color Golf. This is their 10th anniversary. And one of the unique things about them is they have a wonderful junior golf program for minority girls. And they're part of this tournament. So what they had is two of their young ladies got to play in the Pro-Am today on Thursday as part of a Pro-Am team, not connected with Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but just as a Pro-Am team. And then on Sunday, I believe, is that Clemmy's mom used to be the principal of Middleton High School in Tampa. And they're going to give the Middleton girls golf team all brand new golf clubs as part of the tournament.
Which is fabulous. You know, we cover high school sports on the other side of my world. And Middleton, one of those inner city schools that was rich in tradition in the past. And now to see that kind of movement at that school, to build some pride and to build a girls' golf team, that's a great story.
Well, and the story is this week, and there's always a theme. You know, the LPGA and the Ladies European Tour do such a good job of social media. So Aramco is taking it to the next level. If you do hashtag see the impact, you put that in Google and all the social media platforms, you'll see that the Aramco Team Series that presented by PEIF is committed to deliver tangible social, environmental, and economic impact in the host city and the nations that they have their tournaments in. So it's more than just a golf tournament. It's actually a way to reach out and get young people involved with the game and make an impact in the communities that they play. And we're excited to be here. And I know that, also in the broadcast, we know there's other tournaments going on in the world. I know that the Arnold Palmer Invitational is coming up this weekend. It's already started. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
You were there yesterday.
I was there at the Pro-Am yesterday, and fabulous. Again, perfect conditions. Great time of the year to play golf here in Florida.
Before I forget, so you're bringing up Clemmy Perry. Tomorrow, of course, is International Women's Day. And all the ladies that come to this event, it's FREE, which is a very, very impressive.
Sounds like free is for me. I'll take three.
Well, I'm sure they'll be bringing three and four and five young ladies and women to this event tomorrow. And ideal to have Clemmy Perry. We will, as you mentioned, we will be talking to Arnold Palmer Invitational. I'm sure you're going to give us that leaderboard. But Adam Woodard in the second hour will join us from Golf Week Magazine, breaking it down as well. And he'll be joining us, I confirm that, at the Valspar in a couple of weeks as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Live.
We just got confirmed for our media credentials today, so we're going to be at the Valspar Championship and covering that and doing our broadcast from there. And right across the street afterwards at Snappers Comedy Club is one of our cast members, Carrie McNally, is going to headline stand-up comedy. So think about that. We get to go to Valspar, walk around all day, enjoy a two-hour broadcast on the T Florida with two pros and a hack, and then go wrap it up with Carrie McNally Comedy Club at Snappers right across the street.
But that's what I thought retirement was all about.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't know anything about retirement, even though you stuck your toe in it for a little while, as you're going to be scurrying down the interstate to be the timekeeper for the Eckert Lady Tritons tonight in their quest to win the conference championship. We're brought to you by our good friends at Michelob Ultra. Do you happen to have that leaderboard in front of you? One of you did, I thought, at one point. And
well, we'll pull that up. And while we're talking about Michelob Ultra, let's talk about the golf leagues that they're sponsoring. And more importantly, we have also something coming up that Mick Ultra is sponsoring. And every major tournament, Bill, this year, we're going to have a Saturday golf tournament to be themed just like that major golf tournament. So the first one's coming up Saturday, April 9th, with the Masters Masters matchup. So we'll have some fun. It'll be a scramble format. It'll be fun. You pay an entry fee. You win a bunch of swag and prizes. But you also will pair you up with a player from Augusta on Sunday to see. So it makes you come back to Ferg's 19th hole clubhouse, who's also one of the sponsors of it, to see and watch and see if you win the tournament. You know, I'm sure that Fergs might have the egg salad sandwich and pimento cheese special, 2-for-1.
Hey, happy hour. That's a hell of an idea, really. I think we are going to do that.
Seriously.
Upstairs, we'll have all the televisions on. This is one of the things that's backed by our good friends, as they said, Great Bay and Chris Lewis and Michelob Ultra. And he loves the concept. We're going to do it for every one of the majors.
Awesome.
And so we'll have to pull you away from your...
Well, I do have to go to Augusta on Wednesday and Thursday. So.
Oh, you have to? One thing you have to do, the old man... I missed last year's getting a hat, so you're getting me a hat.
Oh, boy, I have to wait in line for the hat.
Hats.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll give you a finder's fee. I'll give you $5 to stand in line.
Well, you know, because we're the two pros and you're the hack, the two pros, even though we're retired PGA golf professionals, we still get free tickets to the Masters. Only for us now. We can't
No, you
anybody
don't.
Else.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Look at that.
Holy.
And just coming to the table right now is Ward Clayton, the director of media for the Ramco Team
Series. Sit down for a second.
We're going to grab him and put him on the air. He just brought us a wonderful plate of cookies here.
The Masters can't hold a candle with this cat.
He also brought us some Arnold Palmer iced teas, too.
But that's Tar Heel, you know, kind of the way we do things in North Carolina, all right? We don't do it Iowa style.
Well, this is Florida, and he's oh, my God, he brought his cookies?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't corn. It wasn't corn chowder or corn on the cob or anything like that. It was really the sweet part of it all.
Well, my friend, I want to thank you. You know, we had a nice conversation last week here on the T Florida, but I want to thank you for your great hospitality. This venue speaks for itself looking around here for the level of professionalism and the class. And you got to be proud of your role in it. And now you get to see it start tomorrow, and then you get to step away and watch its success.
I agree. Yeah, it's cool. The golf course is perfect. You know, you guys are sitting out here in the patio, and you can see the 18th hole. Can you, and Bill would, and John, you'd particularly understand this. You get a little wind coming in your face there. That's a pretty tough finishing hole.
Yeah, I was going to say intimidating is a better word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the prevailing wind's going to come from the west off the Gulf of Mexico. We're not that far away from it. And that 18th hole is going to be a bear. You know, one of the things we always joke about on the Tee Florida is our Iowa connection, where, you know, everything's corn-fed. But I can tell you that from working with you as part of the media, you're spoon-fed us. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of information. All you got to do is scan a QR code, and then everything you absolutely need to know about the Aramco Team Series and the players and the venue is there. So thank you for all your efforts there, and you really make it easy for everybody. And one of the things we've noticed here, especially since we're sitting right outside the media, there's a lot of English accents here and the media.
Is not an international flavor.
There's a lot of international media here. Tell us about that.
Well, the group that organizes the tournament is from the UK, Performance 54, the whole nine yards, the infrastructure, media, all the permitting they have to do. So it's definitely a UK oriented, and that's probably one of the reasons that they asked me to help out was, number one, I'm American, number two, I have a Southern accent. So, you know, it sort of plays nicely in here. You know, Bill, even though he's a Tar Heel, Bill grew up in, where are you originally from?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I already discussed with this nice volunteer who's from the Boston area. She came by and, you know, she's got the accent. I said, you wouldn't know what this
lobster fed.
Yeah. Speaking of, see, he knows nothing about radio. He's over there munching on his cookie, drinking. Look what you've done. His Arnold Palmer. Yeah, that is back... The backwoods of North Carolina, pal.
Come on, let's focus on the real deal here. Let's.
I'm trying to, as I'm watching you eat and talk. But anyway, I gave her a bad time that he was, you know, actually from Massachusetts, but you'd never know it.
Hey, Ward, you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, this seems like a fusion of a lot of different things, okay? But a fusion with Aramco and a fusion with the Ladies European Tour and with the LPGA Tour. You've got some major stars here with Charlie Hall and Lexi Thompson and all the others. How does that all work together? This is something that, you know, if you live in the United States, you may not be as familiar with it if you don't follow European golf or international golf.
This is the only Ladies European Tour event in the United States. They play all over the world, but, you know, one time in the States, the LPGA is now basically playing the world event. They're playing in China this week. So this is a little bit more on our East Coast schedule here, I guess you could say. Lexi's playing here. She's won this tournament before. Charlie Hull's playing here. She's from England. She's won this tournament before. Brittany Lincecum's playing here because she's from here. So she's played this golf course hundreds of times. I think when she came here a couple weeks ago and played a practice round, she's shot 6 under. So I think you're going to have to golf your ball this week. I think a couple of the ladies said they're predicting about 14, 15, 16 under is going to win. So the golf course is from the tee is pretty accessible. The greens are holding. They got a little pace to them. So you get a little wind in here, the golf course might change a little bit. So we'll see what happens over the weekend with that.
Now, for our listeners out there, looks like it's going to be very affordable to come buy a ticket and come to the tournament. How's that work?
Especially if you're a female tomorrow, right?
Exactly.
That's right. So tell us about tomorrow and how special it is on Friday. What's the special occasion?
It's International Women's Day. So any woman listening in the area or not, of course, can come at no charge. And we're having a women's forum at 11 a.m. in the building right beside the 18th green, which Jan Stevenson's a part of that function, to talk about
World Golf Hall of Fame member.
Exactly. Yeah. Talk about women's golf, talk about women's opportunities socially and business-wise with playing golf. So it'll be really focused on how golf has become a little more of an opportunity for women, not only to enjoy themselves on the golf course, but interact with each other from a business perspective.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing Jan tomorrow. We used to be part of a golf company called Razor Golf that Callaway bought us, but Jan Stevenson and Tommy Bolt designed golf clubs for us years ago. And so looking forward to seeing her, but I was really proud of her to be inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame. Hey, one of the things about the tournament is called See the Impact. Social, environmental, and economic. So when I was trying to learn a little bit more about the tournament this week and everything, I hashtagged that in there, and a bunch of stuff came up. Tell us what See the Impact is. Hashtag See the Impact. What does that mean?
I think it's just giving women more of an opportunity professionally to play in a similar kind of playing field as the men. I know the Aramco event, which is not a part of the team series, was held 4 weeks ago. And they played for $5 million, which is the same purse as the men play at that Saudi Arabian event. So that was an unusual circumstance where they had the same purse structure. So that's one advantage of this. I think I mentioned to you guys before, Aramco is coming here on the Ladies European Tour. The total purse is, I'm going to get this wrong, but it's just north of $36, $37 million. And Aramco's five events and that $5 million tournament, their total is $10 million. So they're more than 25% of the entire purse of the Ladies European Tour for the year. So they're infusing this opportunity to play all over the world, including the States. So I think it's cool. You know, I know a couple of media guys went out and played this morning. They're on the range hitting balls, and they had the music pumping out there on the range, and that was pretty cool.
Reminded these guys of an LIV event. They both have attended LIV events, and they said, give you a little bit of that flavor.
I thought you were going to say it reminded them of the disco or something.
Well, that would be our entire demographic. You're the young one here.
Well, last year I had the great pleasure of covering the LIV Golf in Orlando, and you were at a LIV Golf. You were
at Bednester. Yep, in New
Jersey. Oh, Bednester. That's right. So, you know, one of the things we see a lot of similarities now, we know why, because you have the same type of the performance 54 folks that are putting it on, very reminiscent. You know, one of the things that's really cool when you come to a tournament, if you walk to a tournament, you see the big screens and you hear the music playing. You know, I mean, when I was walking in from the parking lot, you get the beanbag throw and the putting green, and you know, so it's very similar to a LIV Golf event. It's entertaining, you know, so the players can get out there and play golf. A lot of them listen to music when they practice anyway. But I haven't really heard any complaints from players, whether it's LIV Golf or from here, that they mind the music. It kind of gets you in the mood to, you know, it's like it's festive. It keeps you positive, I guess. Is there any feedback on that from players as far as what they think about the music playing? Because that's different from all the other tournaments that you would attend.
Well, I think it goes along with the team concept. They feel a little bit more like I'm relying on Bill Buttner, I'm relying on John Rieger, even though you're playing individually. If you make a bogey in a hole and you two guys make birdies, you know, all of a sudden we got two net scores and you're picking me up and I'm going to make some money off of you if you play well. So I think they enjoy the musical aspect in that regard. And I think they've gotten used to it. So many people that now play golf have these little magnetic speakers that go on the golf cart, and they're playing music when they're playing. I got a pal who listens to like classical music when he's playing on his golf cart because he thinks he helps his golf swing. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but still, you know, it's that kind of
little Jimmy Buffett for me.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's that similar. It's that similar kind of concept where you, the music helps you move, helps you feel comfortable. You know, a lot of the golf game is in your head. So the music helps you relax a little bit, I think.
And we talked about the team aspect of this thing, and this is totally different than the guys' tour where they have set teams. This is a draw?
Last night at the Pirate Ship at Raymond James Stadium, they had the draft. So the top 28 players had the right to draft in the first round, so they could pick a friend, somebody they thought was really can contribute to their team. Second round is done at random. So you got three LPGA players, and you got an amateur player who's playing on a portion of his handicap, who, you know, that person coming to the last hole we got here behind us, if they got a 30-footer for birdie, you know, those ladies are going to be working on him to try to get that shot.
And there's a four-person team then.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. So on behalf of the 8 cities and the 3.5 million households that we broadcast to in the Tampa Bay area, so the question, did they fire the cannons last night on the Pirate Ship?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, no. If they did, that should be the social
media highlight. That would have added to the allure of it.
Well, you know, it's
fire the cannon.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, anytime the football team gets within the 20 yard line of the red zone.
He doesn't want to hear about this.
No, I know. Are you a Jaguar fan?
Yes.
There you go. Well, so you know about when the Jaguars come down here, play the Bucks, you get within the 20, they fire the cannons.
Okay.
They score, they fire the cannons. I got it. Hey, but you know, I live in St. Augustine Beach, so, you know, I'm in that Jacksonville Jaguar area, right?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So one of the coolest things about going to a Jaguar game, and I don't know how you get the pass to do this, but man, I got to get into that swimming pool for a game. I can tell you.
They got a swimming pool over there?
Yeah, you got cocktails.
Nasty.
And people swimming around in a swimming pool in the stadium watching the football game.
We have that with baseball. We have the Rays swimming out there in center field, though.
They're Rays. They're not human beings getting in there.
Same difference.
Drinking all day.
So, Ward, have you had that opportunity to hop in the pool? And
I wouldn't get near that pool.
Exactly. Yeah, all right. See, that's some sanity right there. Can you imagine? Oh, my.
I don't know. These people, you know, because most of these people have probably been drinking at the tailgate
exactly.
Before the game. They've probably been sweating like crazy and they get in the pool. I just.
Not my deal.
I'm there to watch a football game, not to swim.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I can't believe all these years I've been covering sports. I did not know they had a swimming pool.
Hey, Ward, you know, one of the neat things about it, and I guess most of our listeners out there didn't really realize this, but Feather Sound's undergone a lot of renovations and improvements in the last couple of years. You know, with the ownership and the monies that they put into this golf course, we walked out today and it's spectacular out there. And so I see that this was an original Joe Lee design. Joe Lee actually has designed the Walt Disney World golf courses years past. And so I see that there's another architect, Kip Schultes, that went ahead and redesigned this. But what do the gals think about this golf course as far as for their game? You know, the men are different. You know, I don't think this would be a men's PGA Tour tournament course because I think the length of it might be restricting to them. But for the women, it seems like it's set up for shot making and it seems like the right distance. How far are they going to play the tees this week when they play?
About 6,500 yards.
65. Okay, that's a perfect yardage there. So.
Yeah, so it's very, you got a lot of room off the tees. But I think you'll see on the last few holes, especially 17 and 18. 17 is about a 340-yard par 4 with water all around the green. So, you know, water's going to be a factor there. 18 is the same way. If you get on the 18th tee and get a little too aggressive off the tee, try to chew too much off that lake, you're going to be, you know, and you got to clear it again going to the green. So I think water is going to be a factor, but, you know, if somebody like Lexi can drive the ball a mile, she'll have an advantage here because she'll be hitting a lot of wedges in the greens.
At the 3 o'clock media presentation, they were talking about this is going to be a low event. It's not going to be 2 or 3 under. it's going to be a birdie fest. So,
right.
Well, we're located right now, of course, folks, you're listening on the T Florida, live from Feather Sound Country Club. We're on the 18th green. This will be a superb place to be on Sunday, watching the action from up here on this perch.
I agree. Somebody you're going to have on a little later, John Reno, who's standing over here to the side note. John can speak to the fact of how this golf course is transformed, how that, and a lot of what you don't see, and Bill, you're very familiar with this, when you redo a golf course, your membership might not see the fact that you've improved the drainage, you've improved the irrigation. You don't see that, but you see it if you're there on a continuous basis, because the golf course doesn't get swamped. You get to play. So a lot of that's happened. And I think another thing that John can speak to is they move some of the golf course closer to the clubhouse, so people can just step out and play and you don't have to go a great distance. So it becomes a little bit more of a opportunity to interact with other people. It helps your food and beverage. You know, all of a sudden, if you're closer to the bar, you're going to get another beer. So it's a lot of things are really positive in that regard.
Well, Ward, later on in the broadcast, we're going to have Clemmy Perry on, Women of Color Golf, who's an integral part of this tournament. And she just texted me a picture because she had a couple of her young gals that are part of her organization play in the Pro-Am today. And then she's going to tell us a little bit about the Middleton High School girls getting golf clubs.
A wonderful story.
Sunday. So we're really looking forward to that. And again, that's part of that see the impact, you know, the social, environmental, and economic impact that this tournament makes in the community.
I agree. So all that's cool. I think tomorrow if anybody wants to come out and watch the first round and go to this forum, and I think you'll see that the not only will they have fun, but I think the women playing are having a big time too. So.
Well, speaking of fun, before we let you go, we do have to talk a little bit about your North Carolina Tar Heel days.
Saturday night, baby. Saturday night.
Well, no, we're not talking about the basketball breakdown. We're going back four, five, six, how many decades? Four decades?
Oh, just yesterday.
These gentlemen knew each other in college, and it's just it's kind of cool. When I was talking to you, you know, and I said, yeah, and there are the pro. One pro is John Rager, and the other is my good friend Bill Butner. And he said, Bill Butner.
Oh,
and you guys had known each other, and you were a freshman. He was a senior at North Carolina.
Bill will tell you this. When Bill's a little bit older than I am. I hope you don't mind saying that. But when Bill and I were in school there in basketball, you had Phil Ford and Walter Davis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mitch Kupchak. Tommy Lagarde.
In football, you had Lawrence Taylor.
LT. Yeah.
And you had Amos Lawrence. A lot of people don't remember famous Amos Lawrence, who's a great running back. So really, really, really great athletics. And then, of course, the men's golf team was also pretty stellar. Who was your golf coach,
Bill? Devin Brouse took over for Mike McLeod during my tenure.
Yeah, so Devin went from North Carolina up to Purdue and coached the men's and women's teams right there for mm-hmm. quite some time. So really, and I think the UNC men's team is now number two in the country. So they really, really got a good, really good, you know, they could win the NCAA this year. So.
And they should have done that last year. Unfortunately, it was a medal play to win and then match play to win the whole thing. And
yep.
They did win the medal play, but they couldn't pull it off the whole double win there.
Exactly.
Hey, I want to ask you guys, was Vance Hefter around your time?
Vance. Oh,
Vance
yes,
Hefter.
He was. Billy Run. Oh, yeah. Vance, it was over at NC State.
Yep.
And he was chewing on something there while he was playing. It was a trip.
I used to play an amateur term at the Cardinal Invitation.
Cardinal
Greensboro.
And Vance Hefter from North Carolina, he'd be coming down to play. So
Dale Morey, the whole crew.
He had a big personality. Oh, definitely did, yes.
I knew it'd be like old home week.
Absolutely. This is a great place to reminisce here.
We could talk about Hayden Fry's prolific offense if you'd like.
Well, we could do that for an entire half hour. Can you stick around? The University of Iowa, the great days in the 80s at the University of Iowa, the Hawkeye that when we actually had an offense. Yeah, the good old days. You've made my day again. And thank you for the wonderful hospitality.
And the Arnold Palmers.
Bringing this to Arnold Palmers, the cookies that you baked last night. That was pretty impressive.
Oh, man. Glad to do it.
Well, we better take our first hard break so we can run some ads for you and promote this great event the next 3 days up here at Feather Sound Golf. We'll be back on NT Florida live from Feather Sound Country Club in Clearwater, Florida.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Lexi Thompson headlines a star-studded field as the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF comes to town. Feathersound Country Club plays host to golf's most innovative format this March 8th through 10th as the Ladies European Tour makes the trip across the pond. As Megan Kang and two-time major winner Brittany Lincecum add to the American star power, Europeans Carlotta Sangatta and Charlie Hull aim to spoil the party. Secure your place now at aramcoteamseriesusa.tixr.com.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee Florida Live. Well, I almost said live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. That is typically where you're here. But right now we're up here at the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF at Feather Sound Country Club, just north of St. Petersburg, where we are weekly. Brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, Sea Dogs Brewing, and, of course, Shipyard Brewing. And, of course, Michelob Ultra, the sponsors of our all of our golf leagues that John has put together. And I've been having a lot of fun with that down there at the 19th hole. We're right across from Tropicana Field. And baseball starts March 28th, by the way, against the Toronto Blue Jays down there at Ferg's. And we've got 100 and some televisions. We're going to have a Masters party, which I'm looking really forward to. That will be on April 13th, actually. This Saturday is when we will have that event. And there's actually a baseball game that day as too. So always something going on down at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. But nothing like what's going on up here the next 3 days. An international event that has captured the world's attention as you walk into the media room. I'm with John Rager, of course, Bill Buttner, my two pros. I'm the hapless hack, and sitting across from me, John Renault, and of course, he is the director of golf operations here. And you guys, you had 7 weeks to get ready for that. What took you so long? I mean, unbelievable, the performance and delivery of your staff under those circumstances. Had you ever had that kind of a timetable ever?
Never. This is the first big tournament series for us, and to do it in under 7 weeks has definitely been a challenge. But sometimes when you put under that pressure, you know, good things happen, right? You don't have a year to fall behind. It's just we got to get everything done. And we crossed our T's, dotted all our I's, and we got it done.
Well, you know, John, one of the things about being a golf professional, especially I know the PGA has this expression, one badge, many roles. So we looked into you. You know, we actually have a spy here because we have a mutual friend named Kerry McNally.
Yes, sir.
Emmy award-winning TV guy, that stand-up comedian, is part of the cast of On the Tee Florida. And one day I get this email, and here's a video of you hitting a golf shot with a Navy SEAL.
That's a great video, man.
And advertising.
Got to get your autograph.
Yeah. But also there's a lot to your background. It's not like you're just selling sweaters in the golf shop now. Okay, you actually are an integral part of everything that has to do with golf, with the lives of your members here and your guests. So tell us a little bit about your background and all the things you really do.
Well, I mean, it started I was a head golf professional in Connecticut in the 90s, and I was nominated from the PGA as being the youngest head golf professional at a private club, and that was back in 1994, a long time ago. And then my game got pretty good, I thought, and I tried my hand at the tour for a couple of years. I left the club in 2000, and I played in 34 events trying to get my tour card. I missed 17 cuts by a shot. They used to call me One Shot Johnny.
Now I got three guys who can share stories. We're going to have to get you on more often after you get this behind you.
Yes, sir. Then I got out of golf for a little while, and I moved to Vegas, and I started got into a restaurant business for a little while.
Did they call you Three Shot Johnny there, too?
No, sir.
After work? Three Shot Johnny.
That's it. But, you know, I've been at this club as I was being an entrepreneur for 18 years now, so in one aspect or another. And right now, you know, I knew the owner, Dale, and approached him and said, you know, I can help you out with your golf operations here if you bring me on board. So I came with his team about 8 years now, and we remodeled the whole course and really upscaled the whole deal here.
Yeah, it's been a tremendous transformation. I mean, I went through this vicariously through some of the members, and to listen to some of the stories of the changes and the range, I mean, just so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, the range and the practice facilities is, you know, my opinion, of course, I'm biased, but when we're showing to new members that are looking to join the club, it's the first thing that they see. We have an over 16,000 square foot putting green, a double-sided driving range, 330 yards to the back, and we have another 6,000 square foot chipping area with a bunker. So there's really no excuse for anybody not to get better over here. But people love to be able to practice if they want to practice. But on top of that, we can stretch this golf course from the championship tee to just about 7,400 yards. So we have an unbelievable practice facility and a championship golf course. So it's everything you would ever need.
Well, that's interesting, because they were talking about the ladies will be playing 6,500, 6,600 yards for the next 3 days, but did not realize you could stretch this out to 7,400 yards. So that means that, you know, you can handle the PGA Tour player of today.
Yes. I mean, during the remodel, the owner has always wanted something. Feathersound Country Club definitely has had the vision of having the tournament here during the whole time. So to have the Aramco Team Series event happen just under 2 years after the remodel has been remarkable, and we're so excited for it, for sure.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, though. You know, I've been a golf course owner and operator, and I can tell you that when you have a golf tournament, sometimes it's you want to have a tournament. Sure, charity tournaments and things like that bring attention to the club and that kind of stuff. But there's nothing like having a major league tournament like this, an international tournament, to let people know that it's here. And it's just got to result in the ability for you guys to, you know, sell more memberships and get more people playing golf out here. It really does. The publicity is absolutely priceless when you're staging an international event. I mean, there's people all over the world. They use Tampa as the where they're playing, but we're not Tampa. We're Clearwater, Florida.
Absolutely. We're Clearwater, Florida. Yep. Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida.
They're at Tampa Bay.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yes.
I would agree with you. Feather Sound, being here for 18 years, has always been, for me, I live in this area, it's a hidden gem. You know, the golf course has always been good, but now it's great. I mean, you everything about it, from the length, the shape that it's in. We use Bimini Bermuda fairways with Tiff Eagle greens.
Okay, so what is Bimini?
Bimini
Bermuda. Now, did I pronounce that right? Can you pronounce?
You're supposed to be the linguist of this group.
Okay, you pronounce it.
Bimini.
He's the North Carolina.
Okay, and I'm going to try it again.
I'm from Iowa. You're the linguist, and you can't pronounce it.
This is like a Liberty Mutual commercial.
See what I put up every week?
Yeah, Mutual commercial, right?
Yeah, it is. Liberty.
How about this? Bimini.
That's perfect.
There we go.
That's perfect.
All right.
Yes. It's a Bermuda grass. It's a form of a Bermuda grass that grows well in this area and in the climates that we have. This year, being El Niño winter, we all had to be a little careful. But even this grass has survived perfect. You know, the green superintendent, Mike Struby, has done an amazing job through this whole winter. And he's been here between him and I, 30 years. So he knows the golf course, the ins and outs. And the key is to get ahead of anything that you might see coming instead of being reactive.
Proactive.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Now, so our listeners out there, it's real easy to get a ticket and come here. And it's really affordable. Can they walk in the golf shop and buy something?
Absolutely. You know, with the rebranding, we have a new logo.
That what you're wearing?
Right here, the gold feather logo.
I just got myself a lid from you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little swag would help you. Don't worry. The swag would help.
Well, I have plenty of swag.
Wait. Did you pay for that lid?
Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
No, what I did was, who was the young man you were talking to?
Just somebody. Don't just.
What's the kid's name in the clubhouse?
A fan. Just another fan.
The kid in the clubhouse.
He was another fan.
Anyway, he knew him, so I had them keep his attention, and then I just grabbed one and ran.
There you go.
She a clown. What was that kid's name?
Just another one of the fans. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
See what I do deal with?
See that? See, but the door is open tomorrow at 8, and absolutely, everybody's welcome in the pro shop for sure. Yes, and don't forget, Ladies' Day is tomorrow, so all women.
International Women's Day, right?
International Women's Day. All women get in free tomorrow.
Did you get a chance to meet Clemmie Perry yet?
I have not.
Well, he should meet her tomorrow, right?
Yeah, you'll meet her Sunday for sure.
Sunday for sure.
That'd be great.
Sure, yeah.
That'd
I'll make sure. Great. She'll be on the broadcast later, so we'll make sure she looks you up.
Okay, great.
But, yeah, fantastic. You know, a lot of times, you know, when people think about a golf tournament, whether it's the PGA Tour, LIV Golf, LPGA, and now the Aramco Team Series, they don't realize that when you come to a golf course, you can actually walk in the golf shop and get something of loco, you know, materials and, you know, hats and shirts and stuff like that. You know, one of the things that's funny about golf, too, sometimes, now, I don't think it'll happen in this tournament. I think the rules officials have got it, but it used to be where you would play in a tournament and there was a rules infraction, and somebody would pick up the phone and call the golf shop and say, hey, somebody hit a golf shot off their knees with a towel under a tree. Isn't that a penalty under Rule 25, subsection B1A?
Yes.
And actually had a good friend of mine named Gene Smith. I spent 25 years as the announcer for the Champions Tour event here in Tampa. Right. So Gene was a fellow golf professional, and he ended up being the tour's rules official, and he just retired from that. And I asked him one day, I said, Gene, how in the world can somebody call the golf shop and get, you know, and say there's a rules infraction and get hold of you? And he goes, well, we used to put a radio next to the golf shop counter, you know, and we don't do that anymore.
I like learned that a long time ago when I was young from the head pro that I learned from. You, even if you know the answer, you don't tell the answer. You always pick the book up because you're talking to two members. It's coming out of your mouth. You want to read it.
You don't want to take sides.
You read it.
You're neutral.
We're neutral. The book is telling me.
Well, now I tell you what. As a golf professional, I can tell you this: that like Gene Smith, yeah, black and white, baby.
That's it.
When you're a club
except
pro,
at St. Pete Country Club with him.
Yeah,
well, you're Thursday nights. You're wine and nine,
and you have like the owner of the club has a rules infraction and the men's member guests. Yeah, then there's a $80,000 Calcutta riding on this. You have to kind of be ginger. You have to be black and white, but you got to be a little gray too, or you're going to be unemployed the next day.
Yeah, well, Frank Straz used to say the first question that way, what happens if a ball, well, he say, who hit it?
You're listening on the T Florida. We are live from the, that's a classic. We're live from the Aramco Team Series presented by PIF up here at the Feathersound Country Club. We're talking to the Director of Golf Operations, John Renault. And I got to ask you this. Do you guys have any event that's similar to what this gentleman loves to host on Thursday nights down there at St. Pete Country Club, Wine and Nine?
Of course he does.
Yes,
of course
do.
He does.
You do?
Thank you.
We do.
Thank you.
Yes, we do.
How many women do you typically get out?
You know, for the Wine and Dine.
You're a ballpark.
50.
50. So 3 weeks ago, we do this show live down there at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill. We got a simulator there, you know. We're excited because we got two pros, and the show's built around these guys. And then we've got an attractive cart girl and a comedian, Carrie McNally, and, you know, the gang's here. But we got to have our pro on site. Can't make it. Wine and Nine.
Yeah.
Shows up late. And I say, how many gals you have tonight? One gal.
No, that was four.
I'd be embarrassed with either number.
Hey, but Mike, you
John
gotta,
sticks up for
listen,
him.
Now you got three pros and a hack talking to you right now. The
secret John sticks up for
of
him.
Being successful in the hospitality business when it comes to golf at a private club. You have an event, you have the event.
You
if
do.
Two people show up, it's going to be the greatest event for those two people. Yeah. You do not cancel.
And you take care of the women members.
You do.
Exactly. I'm not you sure what know. You mean,
right,
Bill, but I'll go with that.
Hey, listen, you sick. This is a PG show.
Oh, that's right.
No, this
right.
is a PGA show.
Exactly. No. Well, anyway, It sounds like you guys are locked and loaded, ready to roll the next 3 days.
Yeah, very excited.
And you know what's really cool? We've been talking a lot about this in the last year, is the incredible growth of the women's game and the girls that are participating and the opportunities that present themselves. But right here in Clearwater and Bel Air, you know, we were at the Annika and had a superb time, and then that's why it dawned on me we should probably have a presence here as well. But to see these two events, you know, within miles of each other, have such an impact on the women's game internationally, and people start looking, you know, the Pelican,
yes,
the Feather Sound,
yes,
all in the same neighborhood, and then friends of John's like Clemmy Perry that's involved internationally with the women of color, you know, making quite a statement about this area and the support getting behind the women's game.
And not just the women's game, but for sure, that was the head golf professional and I, our goal is to grow the women's club here. When we took over, there wasn't many women that were involved with golf. They were always afraid.
The good old boys network.
Yeah, right. They're afraid to come out.
Caddyshack.
Yeah. We had a wine and, you know, come out and learn free clinics, to start off for the summer. We just come out and enjoy yourselves, play nine holes, you know, learn how to play fast. It's okay if you don't play well, just play fast, right? We teach them how to get on the golf course and enjoy the time with their friends and then come back in and have dinner.
And the old school husbands are like, I can't believe they're teaching her how to golf.
Well, the other thing about the old school guys too, we need to, you know, tell the same story to them. Hey guys, just play fast. Yes. Okay, we don't care how you play.
That's
play
it.
Fast.
Play
but
fast.
I'm glad you're giving me some validity here, because I mean, they don't believe that is something that you
actually, I love you there, Tar Heel.
You bring the ladies on the golf course, they learn how to play, they go off in their yes. own groups, and
absolutely
that's probably a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's
you know, this thing. This show is sponsored by Ice Pick Vodka, right?
Yeah,
but you need a wine sponsor.
We need a wine sponsor.
You need, you know, for the wine and dine.
I'll work on that now, fellas.
Okay, thanks.
But one thing with the remodel, talk about fast play, is not only we're making it challenging for the good player, but we're also making it easier
for the hacks like me.
Not the hacks, but you know, the average golfer, right?
Yeah.
The green size are 33% bigger, and our average pace of play since we reopened, 3 hours and 47 minutes.
Wow.
That's fantastic. You know, it is really something. Yeah, it's a challenge, slow play, especially at a private club, because, you know, it's hard to tell people you see every day, hey, you need to play faster. I'd even have our rangers go out there and just say, will you please park your cart on the side of the green nearest the next tee? And you would believe it sounds kind of funny. It sounds kind of simple, but it would make a huge impact.
Sir.
Yeah, it improved rounds of golf by 30 minutes. Just
seriously?
Park your car in the right place.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. I ran into a situation many years ago with a good old boy from North Carolina who I had to speed up, get the cart off the green kind of thing. And he turned to me and said, Billy, is it an important member or not who's complaining? I said, Mr. Sutton, what's an important member?
Well, you got to pick your arguments and be wise about it, right? You got to be a politician.
100%.
1,000%.
1,000, yes, sir. You're on 24 hours.
Well, John, I would like to. When we calling you off and getting you on the show,
I'll be more than
get
happy
you involved.
To. Yeah, this is a fun group. It
seems. If you
haven't even gotten started.
We've country clubbed it. Let me tell
you. Right.
Right now, I can't believe they let me on the grounds. Your security should not.
If he saw Patty coming, he would be here. Don't
worry. Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah. Well, we'll bring you down to Ferg sometime. You have to get away down on Thursday night.
Yes.
He'll have to find somebody to sub for him. You actually got somebody subbing for you from 1 to 9 tonight.
Yes, I got the best.
I can't believe your phone's not blowing up all those women there. Where's my Billy? Hey, by the way, I want to thank Ward. He just had done a superb job. These two have some history. He was a freshman at the University of North Carolina golf team when he was a senior.
Go Heels. Go Heels.
And isn't that bizarre?
Saturday night.
Bizarre, huh? When I called up here and I was digging around to reach out to you and then got a hold of Ward. And then I said, well, my pros are John Rager and gave his bio and Bill Butner. Next thing Ward says, Bill Butner? What?
Carolina Blue. There come on.
That's
now.
Not why he's wearing that.
He's wearing it. Come on.
I'll get
now.
You some Hawkeye black and gold. Get
hey,
you some
hey, but still,
Caitlin
hey,
Clark.
Let's do a shameless plug again for that golf shop. It's a brand new logo.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
You golf ball collectors out there, you better come buy a golf ball this weekend.
The F is really cool. And I bought the hat that matches all of our swag. That's so I'll be wearing it all over the place.
This weekend, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, you might have to send me some residual checks.
We're
going to be at Dallas Bar.
Is that a cereal box you're talking about?
We'll be live at Valspar. We'll wear it at, I don't know if I'll wear it at Pelican. That might be a little much.
I mean, a lot of golf tournaments happening right now. Bay Hill, Valspar. Right?
He was there yesterday. He's going to Bay Hill tomorrow.
Yesterday, yep.
So we were actually going to Bay Hill.
You are? Oh, you were?
We were. We were going to be live right now. We were going to be live over in Bay Hill.
Well, we appreciate you coming.
We were going to broadcast from Arnold Palmer's back porch condo over there right across the street from the clubhouse.
And you decided to come here.
And then we were going to go down to his workroom there.
We figured we did the Pelican.
And
we
got to swing a couple clubs in his workshop, the museum, and stuff that. But, you know, this is a much better place to be.
We appreciate you coming here for sure.
We're having a lot of fun. But we'll get you involved in the show.
Anytime.
And you won't have to worry about listeners members. Yeah, you'll just be able to let your hair down and have some fun with us.
I don't really have much hair left. Well,
that's the whole group here, my man. You'll fit in perfect. All right. Well, thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you for coming out here. We appreciate you guys very much and everything that you guys have done. So we appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, we'll now reach out and keep us posted. I'm sure you guys right now, big membership push as well. Always.
Yes. I mean, we're doing very well with membership, but you could always use a few more for sure.
Gotcha.
So who do they contact for a membership? What do they do?
You would go to the website, and Tabitha Brown is our membership director. You can always reach out to me. You'll see my email on there and Tabitha's email. You could fill out a form, and then someone will get back to you right away.
Fantastic.
Gotcha. Yes. Well, he's got to get you're not going to Y9. You're going to Eckerd College. So you'll be leaving us the second hour?
Oh, I am out of here momentarily.
What's the fastest way for him to get to South St. Pete?
South St. Pete, you're going to go off.
Helicopter. Helicopter.
You got a helicopter. You got one out there.
Pay attention. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, 275, right? You're going to go down 275.
And get stuck in the traffic.
Yeah, well, I think
that's what happens.
Or you go fourth.
I know. I'm thinking about going fourth.
Fourth, yeah.
All right. Well, now that we've told our audience where you'll be going, I'm sure they'll be down to Eckerd College trying to get autographs tonight. All right.
Thank you, guys.
As we're winding things down, it's hour number one. Hour number two, we'll have Adam Woodard, of course, from Golf Week Magazine. We will talk more about the Arnold Palmer Invitational. And we didn't even recap last week's Cognizant, the old Honda. We'll do that in the second hour. And then we'll talk to Clemmy Perry. And then we'll have the John Rager Report. And then Wild Bill Weather Report.
Absolutely.
All right. Who was on top of that leaderboard at the Arnold Palmer Invitational?
As I want you to coming down, it was 5 under was leading.
Shane Lowry was on top at 5 under.
He was at 6 when he came back down to 5, and there was a host of people.
And Rory was 2 over?
2 over, yep.
Yeah. Haven't seen 1 minute of it.
Well, you won't see a minute of this weekend.
No, I will not.
Yeah. The good thing about the Golf Channel is the fact that they'll rerun it about 20 times, and you're going to be exhausted anyway.
I'll sleep it. Yeah.
You'll just be. It'll put you to sleep. You'll tell the missus, I'm just gonna watch a little golf. Next thing you'll be out.
And that's why they say the announcers talk real quiet so they don't wake you up.
It's the perfect fall asleep.
What you got, John? Who's the leader?
Oh, you want me? I've got it right here. Well, yeah. Shane Lowry, -6 right now.
He went back to 6 under.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about watching golf. Watching golf in live is better. Watching golf on TV is like watching fireworks. I mean, fireworks are better live, aren't they?
They are better live.
Exactly.
Sure.
So come out this weekend to Feathersound Country Club, a Ramco Team Series, and buy a ticket. Come out here and watch these gals play.
Hey, Mom, grab your daughters. Come out, F-R-E-E. And the old man's got to throw in maybe $20, and he's in the door too, right?
Yeah, $15.
$15. Talk about family entertainment tomorrow.
$15. All right, less than a dollar a hole.
We'll be back on the T Florida live from Feathersound Country Club. Stay tuned.